Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Plank and Sal Show with Mark. Celebrating its 10-year anniversary, dominating the podcast world. Now sit back and relax, and let's welcome your hosts, Plank, Sal, and Mark!
Tonight the apple falls in time. We'll sing along with Auld Lang Syne and throw confetti high up into space. Tomorrow morning when we wake, this town will be a different place, and the past will wash away like coffee stains. We could be kings of the world, on top of the nation. It's a celebration of the moments to come. The city's on fire, we're holding up lighters, raising them higher, and we've only begun.
Hello and welcome to the Plank and Sal Show with Mark, episode number 490. And the officially, I think, the first episode of 2024. But we are wrapping up 2023 today, so that's not that important. I'm your host, Blake. Let me bring on my co-host. First of all, the man who I'm going to be hanging out with this year, again, at the Stadium Series. I'm really looking forward to it. And his bird, right now. Who I'll finally meet! By the way, this year, I haven't met your bird yet. That's the first time I'm going to meet your bird.
That's right.
I'm excited. The biggest I'm podcasting. Sal, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Yeah, I'm excited. I just realized that. Yeah, I've never met Libby, so I get to meet Libby for the first time. This is actually pretty cool. I just thought about that. So, let's bring on our other co-host, the man who, I'm a little behind the scenes. We're recording this earlier than I planned because he has plans that the week we were told to do this. So, myth, legend, Mark, Dad, how you doing?
Doing well. Can't wait for 2023 to end and for 2024 to start.
I feel like we say that every year, and then at the end of the year, we say the same thing again. We do it every year. It's hysterical to me. So, Sal, as per tradition, I'm like, well, hey, Sal, pick a song for our year-end show. What are we opening with?
This is an old song, I guess you can say. It's Pentatonics. Called New Year's Day.
I like this. It's a very low key opening. I like this actually. It's better than when we opened up 2021 with Fuck 2020, which is one of the funniest openings ever. It's one of the funniest things we ever did. But so that's that. That's fun. So I think we're just going to cut the spiel because we're pre-recording this, so we have nothing to talk about on the week of. Just so people know that we're pre-recording this, so if you hear no references to anything going on in the last week or so, that's why. But hey, we're on our holiday break, so there you go. So help support the show. Find out how you can find the show and the product we work on at theblakeandsalshow.com. Sal,
you can buy our shirts, stickers, hoodies, iPhones, and more from our Tee Public store. Click on the link on our website, or go to Tee Public and search the Blake and Sal Show.
Okay, so you laugh, but you can legitimately get our logo on a phone case.
Well, that's what I meant.
You go. You can legitimately do that. So there you go.
You said iPhone. I'm going, wait a minute. Are we selling iPhones now?
No, but you can actually go to Tee Public and you can get our logo on a phone case. So that's legitimate. That was real.
are the stickers titanium like the iPhone is?
No, but my bottle next to me is. So, all right. Let's go to break. We'll come right back. As always, go pick up Mandy's book. I know I am available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Arntap Publishing in English and in Spanish. And go listen to the Nadine and Mandy Show, available on all podcasting platforms. All right, we are at the end of the year where we complete the break format, and we go through the year of stuff that we talked about. And I love this show because we go off on some really strange tangents all the time. I'm not going to lie. We always do when it comes to this show. Weird shit happens on this show. For those who have never tuned in to one of our year-end shows, this show could get weird because we don't know what we're talking about most of the time when we come on, because I send these guys a run sheet with all the stuff we're talking about, like a week in advance, and then we literally come on the air and talk about it. Like, we don't know what, we have no clue what any of us wrote down. So this is going to be fun. We'll start in entertainment, as we always do, and we'll start with the movie category, because I'm curious, because, like, I'm not going to lie, I sort of left movies than I planned to see this year. I plan on seeing more movies. Like, I never got around to watching The Mermaid. Like, that kind of thing. Like, I have not gotten around to things. I'm not sure why that movie's 2.5 hours when the original is 95 minutes, but whatever. That's a whole different thing. But we'll start with top 3 movies of the year. We'll just write them off and talk about what we have down. So, Sal, why don't you start us off with your movies of the year?
Okay. Barbie. I actually really enjoyed it.
You're not the only one.
I really loved it. The new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, Mutant Mayhem. I really like that. I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to the next one. And I really couldn't think of a third one, so I was like, oh, how about that Amazon movie that you told me about, that Red, White, and Royal Blue? Whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Me and Manny watched that. We enjoyed that. That's why I sent it to you. I'm like, you'll enjoy this. You'll enjoy this movie.
It was really, yeah, it was really cute.
So, funny part is, I have Barbie on my list, too.
Awesome.
I have, my actually first one is actually Big Fat Greek Wedding 3.
I still haven't seen it.
I really loved. I thought that was really well done and really good. Barbie, obviously. And I threw it to Mario Bros.
I forgot about that.
I love that movie. I loved it so much. Like,
I forgot about that.
I still have to see the TMNT movie, by the way. I still got to see it. I got to find out where it's streaming, because I still have to watch that movie.
Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus? Yes. Well, we have Paramount Plus. Sweet. I have to watch that sometime before the end of the... I have to watch that soon. Yeah, go ahead.
The new animated Spider-Man movie Across the...
Spider-Verse?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was really well. I enjoyed it, and... no spoilers, but there is a third movie that's in the works.
Oh, yeah, they did it to be continued, didn't they, at the end, something like that? Like, somehow to be continued. Literally did to be continued at the end of the movie.
Yeah. just like regular Marvel, there you go.
I heard about that. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah. And then Big Fat Greek Wedding 3.
Which I know you literally just watched right before we did this. just finished watching that movie.
And then... a movie that kind of surprised me that I wasn't thinking would be that good. Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh.
I know I know Kyle and Peter are waiting to watch that together. They haven't watched it yet, but I do. I know. I was like, oh, they're going to watch that. They're going to watch that movie. Not my movie. Not a movie I'm going to watch. Not up my alley whatsoever. And Mandy just popped into the frame. So. I guess let's go over to the worst movie of the year. And this year I actually have, oh, by the way, can I say something? Dad actually asked me when I sent him this, is this movies that I've actually seen or just movies? It's always a stupid question every year. And that was this year's stupid question. Anyway, worst movie of the year. I actually have one this year for once.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So Mandy's saying something here.
If there are two questions Dad asks every year, it's, can I give a gift card for Christmas? And does it have to be a movie I've already seen?
Actually, usually it's what's the difference between a TV show and a streaming show? That's usually the question. And we'll get to that in a few minutes. But I actually had a legit answer, and I'll give that answer later. Anyway, worst movie of the year. I actually have one this year. I didn't see a lot of movies, and for as much as I enjoyed Red, White, and Royal Blue, like we talked about, Sal. As I enjoyed that movie, Mandy's like, let's watch this other movie. And I was so bored for half of it because it was a bunch of people literally on a camping trip. It was so bummed. It was Happiness is for Beginners. It was based on a book. And literally most of it is them camping.
The movie. What is it called?
Happiness is for Beginners. It's on Netflix. It was so bad. It was like, wow. So that's one of the few movies I actually saw this year that was like, wow, it had promise. And then the camping started. If you want to learn about how to camp as a group, that's what you watch the movie for. If you're looking for a romance, like a romance novel type of movie, this is the movie for you. That's what we went into it thinking it was. So, you got anything for worst movie?
I did not watch it. but I'm throwing it out there because it was just so outrageous.
Go for it.
And it was that Winnie the Pooh horror movie.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That Winnie looked the terrible.
Pooh was a mass murderer.
That looked terrible, honestly. That looked bad. from the minute I heard, I didn't even have to see a trailer for that movie. I knew it was going to be terrible. Yeah, with you.
Winnie the Pooh. Hey, Winnie the Pooh. Sunny, funny, 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 funny. Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh.
I was letting you finish the song. I was literally letting you finish the song.
Isolate that.
That's what I'm doing right now. I did not see that one coming at all. I warned people at the top of the show. This will get weird. I did warn people at the top of the show. Dad, you guys have the crew worst?
Yeah. The Flash.
You know, I have not watched it yet.
I thought you said Nut Flash. I was like, what?
No, Nut Flash.
What are you watching?
Nut Flash. Why don't you go, wow, wow.
That could be the name of this episode, Nut Flash.
Writing it down in case there's anything else. Continue.
I'm glad I didn't buy the movie. I watched it when it came out
on Max, yeah.
The platform. And I have to say, I don't know why. I don't know what. All I can say is I'm glad that
it's over.
It's only one Flash movie, and I'm glad that they're not hanging on to Ezra Miller anymore.
Oh, he's a scumbag.
And
hashtag not my Flash.
It just seemed in the universe of DC, it seemed like it was out of place.
Like I said,
I just got done watching Blue Beetle, and Blue Beetle was much better.
I'm gonna say hashtag not my Flash. That's all I'll say about that.
There you go.
We'll jump over to TV. So there's been confusion over the years when we talk TV on this show, because next year's gonna be a little different, obviously, because of the strikes and everything. So I think we're gonna have to redo these categories next year anyway. But for this year, as I explained to Dad, I had to explain this to him between the difference between a TV show and a streaming show. And because, actually, it added more confusion because of the strikes. They started airing Yellowstone on CBS, so that completely threw everything out the window. But the logic I use was if it was the original show on, like, Disney Plus or Max or named streaming service, that counts as a streaming show. If it was originally on ABC and then, like, aired on Hulu the next day, it counts as a normal show. That's how I explained it to him, and that actually made it. It actually made sense when I explained it that way. It actually made sense.
Actually, the difference between your TV shows and streaming shows have less commercials.
Sometimes, if you're watching it on Paramount Plus, they have like 9 commercials. So what's funny is we gotta have Dad pay for Paramount Plus now. We didn't pay for it at first, and the non-paid version has like these commercial breaks for like 9 commercials. I'm like, there's not 9 commercials when you watch it on CBS. Like,
yeah, not that's 9 ridiculous. Commercials
when you watch it that way. So like, so I'm glad we paid for it again because that was just like, really. So anyway, let's do best top 5 TV regular TV shows of the year. I actually had to shrink my list down because I have watched a lot more TV this year than normal. But Sal, why don't you start with you?
I literally, this is the one I was having difficulty with. I realized I didn't watch a lot of regular TV. I did a lot of streaming this year.
Fair enough.
But just to have something on the list, I put Big Brother.
Hey, fair enough. I can't argue that. There's a lot of Big Brother this year. 100-day season. And then by the time people hear this episode, the Christmas special have aired already, too. So by the time people hear this. So
sure, let's throw that on there, too.
So, oh, see, I actually, like I said, I had a bunch, and I had to narrow it down to 5. And I'm like, you know what? Some of these are going to be on here because, well, it's my list, and I said so. First of all, Abbott Elementary. I did not expect to love this show as much as I do, and I'm so damn glad it's coming back in February. Like, I'm so damn excited for this. I love the show so much. Another show that just came back. By the time people hear this, obviously the season's already deep into it. But, like, Barbageddon. There is no reason why this show should be as entertaining and good as it is. There is no reason Why the show is as good as it is. I love that damn show so damn much.
There's a reason why it's entertaining.
Blake Shelton.
You get to see celebrities play games while they're drunk.
The first episode of the new season, by the way, Kelly Clarkson by the end of the episode, is ridiculously drunk.
Oh. She had a little bit too much tequila.
And then the new Night Court is a really good show for those who have not watched. Then I had to include the final season of The Flash. Because it's my favorite, one of my favorite shows, and it ended this past year, so I had to make sure I included it. It could be the last time I can. And then you know what? If you follow me on Threads, you can see me talk about the show literally every week, because I just can't get over how much I love this damn show, and it's a game show. And it's Press Your Luck. I'm sorry. Best fucking game show on television. I'm sorry. Get into it every week, no matter how annoying people are on the show, I get into it every fucking week. So, like, best game show on TV. By far. It's Press Your Luck. Dad, go ahead.
I'm going to start with Kitchen Nightmares.
Fair enough. Good season. By the way, the new season's been really good.
This season's good. Hell's Kitchen, which I didn't think was going to kind of... The first couple episodes are kind of like, eh. But now it's picking up some
steam. That's all you know it is, though. It's always slow at the beginning, and then near the end of the season, it's always really good.
And it's picking up steam, and now you're seeing the strong contestants kind of step forward and have a voice, which is really good. And then Superman and Lois, which is
over now.
They're filming their fourth and final season, and the CW's yanking them. Chicago Police, and then the show that I watched that I thought would probably get canceled, but it has not yet, as of yet, is the new reboot of Quantum Leap, which I think is very interesting, is well done, and it's the only similar part it has to the old Quantum Leap is the plot with the quantum accelerator and leaping, but you have a brand new character and going to brand new adventures and a whole new team behind them, which is fantastic. And they've done it really well. So I'm hoping now that strike is over that the series is going to pick up more steam, and please don't cancel it.
You'll get lucky, because a lot of the shows are getting dropped coming out of the strike. So we will see what happens. Like I said, next year's the list is going to be different, because number one, a bunch of my shows are already off the air. And number two, the strike is going to affect a lot of things. I have no idea what's even airing next year. So, like, we'll see what happens there. Sal will be back in a second. He had to step away for a second. He'll be right back. Let's jump over to streaming shows. I'll start us off. Because as I said, a couple of my shows aren't on. They're done. A couple of my shows. First is Ted Lasso. Had to include Ted Lasso. Love that show. And if you want a picture-perfect fucking finale, the finale of Ted Lasso was one of the best finales of any show I've ever seen. And I'm not a soccer person, but here I am screaming and yelling at a fake soccer game. And then getting really emotional and like crying at the end. Like, that was a phenomenal, phenomenal finale. And then speaking of great seasons that I didn't expect, the High School Musical, the musical, the series ended this year with their final season. Mm-hmm. And their last episode was great. But the last episode wasn't the episode. They decided to do the show in, like, blocks. We're like, here's the first part, here's the second part. And in the last four episodes, there's going to be this epic finale where we're, like, going to break down all the walls. We're going to do everything we want to do. And my favorite part, and I'm bringing this up here because the thing right now, obviously, in television is the thing where you have, like, the cameras going around and do the interviews and, like, in the middle of the shows. That started with, like, The Office and all them. And they do that on Abbott Elementary. Well, High School Musical, the musical, the series, they did that on that show for the whole 4-year run. And they always had an excuse why there was a camera there. There's always an excuse. In the last season, they just gave up on an excuse. Well, in the finale, the last episode, they go to the screen, and all of a sudden, bleeped, of course, because it's Disney. All of a sudden, you hear him look at the camera and say, "Who the fuck are you guys?" I lost it. I didn't expect that at all. Like, I cracked up laughing at that. And then we jump over, of course, Mandalorian. I almost forgot that season was this year. I forgot that was actually this year. And then, of course, I had to bring up Ahsoka, because that was a show me and Tuesday watched together. and loved every single solitary second of it. Not every single second of it. There were some issues here and there, but I thought it was great. And having Rosario, and I fell in love with Natasha, who plays the Bean, and loved it. And the final show I have on my streaming list. And this is going to be a funny one. Much like Press Your Luck on the TV show side, this is different here. We watched this show, this first season last year, because Sal suggested it. And this year, we watched it when we were on vacation in Jersey, and we binge-watched it. And CJ comes in the room, and he sat there and ended up watching the entire second, the rest of the season with us, and like yelling at the screen, enjoying himself. It is cake.
Yay!
Like, CJ walked in the middle of an episode, he's like, what are you guys watching? I'm like, is it cake? We're going to find out what's cake. And he started watching it, and he was invested in the rest of the freaking season. He was so damn invested. It was so much fun to watch as a family. Unexpected family show of the year with Is It Cake? So that was a nice surprise. So Sal's back. Good timing. I was literally stalling a little bit. Hopefully you get back. So go ahead. Streaming shows, go.
All right. I put The Last of Us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew you got into
absolutely
that.
Fantastic.
You got really into that. I remember that. Yeah.
Hijack, which is that show on Apple TV Plus, which was fantastic. Invasion, another Apple TV Plus.
By the way,
absolutely fantastic.
By the way, I just realized we both had Apple TV Plus shows because I had the last one on my list. So there you go. Three other Apple TV Plus shows.
I put The Night Agent, which was Netflix. That was a really good show that I enjoyed. Very suspenseful. And I threw Twisted Metal on there because I really enjoy Twisted Metal.
Oh, yeah, you told me that. You told me we talked about it on the show, actually. We talked about it on the podcast when you were finishing the finale of that. Yeah, I heard you saying you really enjoyed that. Okay, I like how spread out all of our picks are this year, and I like it. Dad, go ahead.
Yes.
I'm going to go with one. I think it ended the season, The Boys.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about The Boys. Uh-huh. I forgot that went to Max this year. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and then
is that a Dalton Castle thing or
no different thing? This is no. That this is what this is actually isn't like didn't Cody Rhodes dress as Homelander from that show?
Sorta.
What was that, Dad?
Yeah, sort of. Some of his outfits, yeah, do reminisce like they're from Homelander.
Fuck Cody Rhodes. Thank you.
Sorry, I had to sound more minimized for the segment of the show. Continue.
just like The Mandalorian and Ahsoka.
Of course.
I thought Ahsoka was greatly done, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they're gonna, how they're gonna continue it.
I know this is not, we're trying not to do breaking news that actually happened in the time frame we're doing the show, but this is actually for 2024 anyway. Did you hear that Dave Filoni is now running Lucasfilm under Kathleen Kennedy?
Yes, say what?
Yeah, Vanity Fair put out an article talking about Ahsoka and talking about it now that they can talk about it. And they actually said Dave Filoni got a promotion. And he's now the second person. He's the next man in charge of Lucasfilms under Kathleen Kennedy. It's not Kathleen Kennedy, Dave Filoni. that is the massive story we're getting in 2024. That's a big deal. That's a very big deal.
It is.
So, sorry, I just remembered that. Continue. All right, continue.
The other one I was watching is FUBAR. A Netflix, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Still...
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Now I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
And then, of course, Doom Patrol, which is this is our last season.
Okay, well, I noticed a lot of shows go off this year. It's interesting. You know what I mean? I noticed that with my list, too. Like, two of my shows are done this year, too, and I don't know what's going on with Ahsoka and everything like that, especially because I've heard they're doing a Mando Force movie. So I'm not sure, like, what we're doing in the future with that show either. So I'm interested. Let's look ahead at 2024. I'm always intrigued by this because we have to do a little research on this. It's top three movies you're looking forward to in 24. Funny part is I did the research on this and I realized they had a strike. So I'm not sure what's actually coming out next year. But I do have three movies. And two of them, one of them should be extremely obvious if anyone knows me at all. And that would be Wicked Part 1. If anyone not surprised at all by that. By the way, if Wicked Part 1 does not end with Defying Gravity, I'm going to be very disappointed in them. Very disappointed with them. And then Inside Out 2 is coming out next year, and I'm so excited about this. CJ's excited about this. Like, when I showed him the next emotion was anxiety, he's like, wait, what? Like, okay. And then I needed a third movie, Because, again, I don't know what's going to get put. Problem is, I had a third movie, and it was Captain America, the next Captain America movie, and then they shipped it to 2025. I'm like, ah, fuck you all. So I'm like, okay, fine. So
Brave,
like,
Brave New World?
I was like, ah! You know, you guys know how much I love the Captain America movies. So I'm like, ah, damn it. This is 2025, so damn it. But anyway, so I can't talk about that movie here. But instead, I had to find something, and I looked at December, and apparently they're doing Mufasa the Lion King prequel for the Lion King. I'm like, what the hell? Write it down. I'm a Lion King person. I'll end up seeing it eventually. You know me. I'll end up seeing it eventually. Sal, go ahead.
So, well, again, you know, assuming these are coming out.
Exactly. That's the problem, right? That's the problem.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Oh, yeah. So, I saw a trailer for that recently.
Wrap up that little trilogy. The new Ghostbusters Frozen Empire looks really good.
Yes.
And I didn't even realize this came out until I looked online for, you know, what was coming out. And there's a new Garfield movie coming out.
I saw the trailer. I saw the trailer. It looks weird. I'm not going to lie. It looks weird.
There's a trailer, too?
There's a trailer. I saw a trailer for it. It looks really weird. So, I'll end up seeing it. I'll probably see it when it comes out on streaming. But it looks weird.
Chris Pratt playing another beloved character. And apparently Samuel L. Jackson's his father.
Yes, exactly. Yes. John, it was such a bizarre trailer. My favorite part of the trailer, when you do see it, is Odie's reaction to the randomness going on in the trailer. Like, it's where Odie doesn't do, but he's just in the frame, just reacting to things. It's so funny. Say that again.
Superman Legacy. Just to see how
If it actually comes out.
Yeah, the new regime is going to handle DC movies. And then what is the sci-fi one I'm looking for?
I don't know. Usually you take notes.
I know.
That's why I give everyone a week notice on this show.
I misplaced my paper. That's where this really worked. And then I think if it's still coming out in 2024, is that live action Moana is supposed to be ready by then?
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't think so, to be honest.
I don't have a clue. I'm not gonna lie. I have no idea when that's coming out. I thought 2024, but again, strikes and all. So I have no clue when that's actually coming out. I'm looking forward to it though. I'm intrigued by it. But yes, I have zero clue when it's coming out. But I'm intrigued by it. All right. Well, that is our entertainment side. Let's do this.
And now, let's get into the crazy world of professional wrestling!
Well, Dad finds his sheet. The one thing I will say, I put top of wrestling story 2023 because it's just out of habit that we always put this down. And then I realized, is there anything bigger than WWE merging with UFC under the TKO banner? Is there anything bigger than that this year?
Maybe the whole CM Punk story, but
yeah, like this affected everything. Like this literally changed the landscape of wrestling. Literally changed everything.
Actually, I would say the Adam Copeland
That was a big move. But like, I feel like the WWE merging was one of the biggest things I've ever seen. Like, wow,
whoa, bigger than Vince going bye bye.
Well, the problem is he didn't go bye bye. He
went bye bye.
He left, came back, and then sold the company all in the same year.
And then he's no longer on the board, so...
Oh, he is. Technically, he is, but he isn't. He has, like, none of the power to do anything anymore. Like I said, though, the merger changed everything. Legitimately changed everything.
Isn't Vince's office now the broom closet?
Oh, man, that's funny. That was good. So, yeah. All right. So, I said before we came on the air, I'll tell everybody, in the past, we always do top wrestlers for each company. Well, for this year, because number one, Dad always gives us random answers, and number two, the top WWE wrestler would be like Roman Reigns. That's boring. So, let's not do that. And instead, we'll do favorite wrestler from the last year, which it's a lot more fun that way. So, for WWE, is male, female, tag team, and then the MVP would be the one that's overall for that. Sal, why don't I start with you for WWE? Go.
Am I going to...
I'm
confused.
List them off. List off your WWE people. Who do you have for male, female, tag team, and your
tag team MVP? Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
So I put Seth Rollins.
Oh, they're nice. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Roman Reigns is not around.
Fair enough.
Rhea Ripley, that's pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Tag team, I put the Bloodline until they broke up because they were pretty prominent in the beginning of the year.
Right, right, right. Makes sense.
And put Dirty Dominic Mysterio as my MVP.
I like that. Oh, I like that answer. I'm not gonna lie. I like that one a lot. I'll go next. Favorite would be one LA Knight.
Oh yeah, him too. I forgot.
And then the funny part is, I wrote down that the favorite WWE wrestler would obviously be Bayley because no one's topping her ever. But then I put Rhea Ripley right next to her, so because Rhea Ripley stole the freaking show this year. And showed everyone, well, this is how I dominate not only the women's division, but a faction at the same time. Literally. Favorite tag team, if you didn't expect me to put Sammy and KO, then you obviously don't know me very well. And the MVP, I'm sorry, Sal, but it is Cody Rhodes. And I only say that from experience being in person, knowing how crazy things have been this year.
Fuck Cody Rhodes.
I think you owe yourself a soda for jinxing yourself on that one.
Indeed.
Dan, go ahead.
Favorite wrestler is going to be Cody Rhodes. Let's hear it.
Fuck Cody Rhodes.
Thank you.
Fuck Cody Rhodes.
Favorite female wrestler, I'm going to go with Becky Lynch.
Okay, fair enough. That's good. That's a good one. I like that, actually.
Tag team, I'm going to go with one that kind of debuted or made his debut within the last couple weeks, and we followed them, the Creed Brothers.
Oh, that counts. I'll take that because they were in NXT most of the year, but I'll take that. Definitely.
And then MVP, I got to go with LA Knight.
Okay. I can't argue that. Especially knowing, seeing when I start the SmackDown taping, I cannot argue with you on that at all. You know? We'll jump over to AEW. Same categories. I'm intrigued by this because I don't know where this is going to go at all. Honestly. Sal, go ahead.
I put MJF.
Fair enough.
He pretty much dominated the whole year. Tony Storm.
Pre and post timeless. Pre and post timeless.
Yes. FTR.
Okay.
And I put Jamie Hayter as my MVP until obviously she got injured.
That's a good one. So I have some fun with this because I got to put some names that I don't normally get to talk about, which I'm happy about. Well, obviously, male was obviously Jon Moxley.
Right.
Female, I went with Willow Nightingale. Because we're talking favorites here. I love Willow. She's literally one of my favorite people in wrestling. I love her so much. And then just because I really enjoyed them together, and it was a short-lived thing, but tag team for me this year was Hookhausen.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about them.
And the MVP, I have to give this credit because he actually had more title defenses than anybody this year and did it while being a lazy motherfucker, and that's one Orange Cassidy. Come on now. He literally was on TV more. He opened more Dynamite, I think, this year than anybody. Like, literally opened more shows than anybody. Dad, go ahead.
I have to go with favorite AEW male wrestler. I was torn between two, but one kind of stood up for me. And I'm going to say Hangman Adam Page.
Okay. That's a good pick, actually. That's a good pick.
The female, I gotta go with Hikaru Shida.
Oh, yeah, Sal.
Hikaru Shida, which I was actually very upset that she didn't do it, by the way.
It's a full gear, yeah.
Favorite tag team, to me, was FTR. Okay. And since I picked it.
But you can pay the same thing. You can say the same thing, but go ahead.
But the alternative I had, and I would love to see them, it would be, the Golden Jets keep around for a while, keep connected.
Fair enough.
Jericho and Kenny Omega. MVP, I gotta go with Sammy Guevara.
Really? That's an answer I did not expect to hear. I mean, there's always one off the board. There's always one off the board. We always say it every year.
I'm looking for him to come back strong there, buddy.
Let's jump over to NXT. I am so intrigued with Sal wrote down. I am so intrigued with Sal wrote down for a show he barely watches. And at one point this year, called irrelevant. Yeah.
So I picked Carmelo Hayes as my top.
Okay, fair enough.
Male. I put Fia Hale.
Okay.
Because everyone else sucks, in my opinion. Tag team, I couldn't decide between the Creed Brothers or Chase U.
Okay.
So I'm putting both.
Fair enough. Trust me, I have female that way too.
My MVP, I have Wesley.
Okay. Well, I'm going to reverse it a little bit because I have Wesley as my favorite of the year. And Carmelo is my MVP. So there you go. For female, I had a tough time because I love a couple of the women on the roster. I put Thea Hale down, but I also put down Fallon Henley, who has improved so much this year, and I love her, and she's awesome. And I also want to do a shout-out to someone who I miss so damn much, and I've seen her on she's doing Level Up matches, so I'm hoping she's back soon. That would be one Stevie Turner. And for tag team, I was torn between the family and Chase U as well. But I'm going to go with Chase U because they are literally my favorite thing that goes on every week on the show. Like, I look forward to their segments every single solitary week. Dad, go ahead.
With my favorite NXT male wrestler, I have to go with Nation Frazier.
Okay, that's a good pick, actually. He had a great year. He had a great year.
I see big things coming for him down the road. Female wrestler, I was torn between... I hate to say it, Stephanie Stratton and like a Valkyrie.
Lila Valkyria. Valkyria. There you go.
And
how am I connected? How am I correcting you on a pronunciation? Like, how did that happen? How did we get there? So, and I'm correcting you on a pronunciation. Like, that never happens.
I strongly went with her over Tiffany Stratton. And tag team, I got you guys. You're right. Chase U is just like the thing that it, you know, all the attention and everything. And now with the storyline with the scandal, I want to see where how this is going to play out.
So hopefully by the time people hear this, it has played out. Because if it's still going a month and a half later, it's an issue.
Yeah, and then MVP, Trick Williams.
Okay, Trick's good. A Trick, and the one time Booker T does not annoy me is during Trick's entrance, because I actually really enjoy him singing during his entrance. Like, that cracks me up every single time. I'm not going to lie. I enjoy it. I think it's funny. I think it's really stupid and funny. By the way, Sal, you missed it because you had to walk away a second. You missed me. I actually had to correct Dad on the pronunciation of a name. That never happens. That never happens. Okay, we'll jump outside of the big companies. I'll start us off here because it's the first time in a long time I'm not putting Azuchi Okada as a favorite wrestler outside of WWE. I got to go Ospreay because he sold the show this year, and it wasn't even just New Japan. He was everywhere, literally everywhere sometime this year. Like, he was doing GCW matches also. He was doing everything. Ozzy opens again. Same thing, same faction, tag team. They were fantastic this year. I'm going to say my biggest surprise for the end. So, Sal, what do you have down for outside WWE wrestler and tag team? We'll say first surprise for the end.
Yeah, I put Will Ospreay and then I put Aussie Open as
well. Fair enough. I can't even argue with that. Dad?
I went with Will Ospreay and Aussie Open because...
Wow, we agreed on this one. Wow, this never happens. This never happens.
Because they look like they got a strong push ahead of them and they're going well. And now with Ospreay being...
Yeah, he is officially a pro AEW now, so he's not even going to be in the category next year.
I want to see what they're going to do with him because... What I don't want to see him is to be lost in the shuffle, and he gets.
Then he shouldn't have signed with AEW. Then he shouldn't have signed with AEW.
No, but you know, I'm hoping if they sign him that they have good plans for him. Because if they don't, then it was all for nothing.
So biggest surprise. I didn't say I'm going to start with this because this it's not a wrestler, it's not a person. But the biggest surprise for me outside of he probably knows what I'm going to say, is the return, unexpected return of TNA wrestling. What the fuck is going on that we're going in 2024 with TNA wrestling coming back? I did not expect that at any level. So I had to put that, I wrote that down first before I wrote anything else down on this damn sheet because I'm like, yes, nothing pops that for me. Sal, you're shaking your head, yes.
I had two. I had that, and then I had the, how did I word it? The
oh no, cracked them up and the other day, right? Yeah,
what was that WCW title again? The Mysterious
Oh, okay. I didn't check my rent sheet on that. I'll remember.
The Mysterious Demise
of WCW. Yeah,
The Mysterious Demise of NWA's CW deal.
Oh, by the way, update on that. They're on the streaming app for now. They're not on TV, but they're on the CW streaming app for now. For now.
Nobody uses that.
I know. It popped up on my phone, so I just wanted to bring that up. Dad, anything else you want to add to this weirdness of this conversation?
No, that was my biggest surprise is what the fuck was NWA thinking when they did that shit? I mean, it was so, what's the word I want to say? Disgusting.
You know what's funny? It gave us the first time ever I got to put up a reaction video. That was the first time I ever got to do that, ever. I got to do a reaction video on TikTok and on all of our social media. So that was the first for me. That was cool.
And my guess, the powers that be in NWA, what the hell were they thinking? That it was okay to do this? And not have repercussions? Come on.
All right, we'll jump over. I wrote down rookie. I had rookie of the year down from last year because there were so many people debuting. I think the only person I thought of was Nick Wayne. Sal?
Yes.
I put Logan Paul.
Okay, fair enough. I think I had him down. I think I was last year, but I'll take it. And then Dad disagreed with me on Nick Wayne. So there you go.
Yeah, Nick Wayne, yes.
Best TV show of the year, Sal?
I put SmackDown.
You don't even watch it. That's the best part. That was from. See, it's funny. SmackDown was written down. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go with the show that I enjoy more often than not. It's NXT. I can't even admit it. I love that damn show. Every week, it's so stupid and so hokey and so weird, but I look forward to it every fucking Tuesday. I will plan my nights around making sure I watch NXT every week. Love that damn show. Dad?
I got to go Raw.
Okay. I'll split up. So Raw's gotten so much better this year. Like, the Triple H on the helm this year. Raw got so much better. It really did. Worst TV show of the year. This guy's never going to be doing it now.
Rampage.
Oh, so did I. I wrote the same thing. That was the first thing I wrote down. Dad?
NWA Power.
It's terrifying. You actually might still watch that show. let's go to favorite match of the year. For me, because I've attended shows this year, I have an on-TV and in-person match for both of these categories. So I'll go first. On TV, it was the FTR Bullet Club Gold, Bullet Club Gold 2-3 falls match on Collision.
I got that too!
God damn, I love that match so much! Look, I love that match!
I wrote that down, because I'm like, I will forget this in 6 months.
Yes.
And I wanted to make sure that I made it. That's the one I picked.
Sal? You're talking about somebody who literally has a notepad of all his like stuff for the year because you know by the end of the year he forgets things. So like I have a whole notepad for that. For that very reason. Dad?
I have to agree with that. The FTR match. 3-2-3.
That was a moment. That was incredible.
That is an updated classic and it was done very well.
I did have to put in person a person match for me, and that was a match that most people on TV didn't appreciate, but in person was so much fun. It was the Brawling Brutes and Pretty Deadly old-fashioned Donnybrook match on SmackDown, the one we went to. That match was so much better in person than it was on television. Like, it was so much more fun because there was no commercial break and we got all the craziness on the air. It was so much fun to watch in person.
I bet.
So, least favorite match or worst match of the year. So, my memory is shit. I think I made that clear over the years on this show. And it only gets worse with age. I actually was sitting in Panera doing my sheet here, and I typed in. I couldn't remember anything bad. I could not remember anything anything bad. So I typed in worst match of the year, and there was one consensus pick, and I couldn't disagree with it whatsoever. And I only even half watched it because I was actually doing a live ride when this happened. And it was the Texas Chainsaw Massacre match with Jeff Jarrett and Jeff Hardy and AEW.
I got that too!
Oh my god, that was a disaster! That was such a fucking disaster! What the hell was this?
That's so funny!
Holy shit, I swear people, we don't compare notes. This is all in the air. We don't compare notes. This is so fucking bad!
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh my god. Dad?
Yeah, that was the one.
That was a fucking disaster.
It ranks up there with the The death match with John Moxley and Eddie Kingston, kind of covering John. Moxley.
Oh, that wasn't a death match. That was the barbed wire. That was the barbed wire exploding ring match. Yeah. How was that?
As you do.
I say that so casually. I really do.
So yeah, that match tops it.
So in person, I just wrote this down as a joke. It was all the ridiculous Ring of Honor matches we had to deal with before Dynamite Rampage when we went to see Dynamite this year. Except for Willow's match. Everything else was just like, what the fuck did we just watch all this for? All right. Our favorite part of the show that we love doing was predictions. And I have everyone's predictions here from last year in the order that we set it on the air. And I went first last year. And boy, I was listening back to these last night, putting this together for the show, and holy fucking hell, I could not have been more off. Anything I said. So I'll start with mine. Please. One of them is Drew McIntyre and Sheamus will be tag team champions sometime this year. That happened. Sheamus got hurt, and we haven't seen him in months. And then Drew turned heel. So
that's right.
Jack Perry, TNT champion this year. It will happen. I swear. I know I said that 2 years ago, but I'm still saying it this year. It's going to happen. What did he... Not only did he not win the TNT Championship, he won the FCW title and then chased off CM Punk.
you were so close on that one.
And finally, and this, trust me, this is not compared to what Sal says in his in a minute. Trust me. Sal has one that's still out there. It's insane. We'll get there in a minute. But this is my last one. And I also, so this is based on the rumor that Money in the Bank's happening at WrestleMania. Throw that out there. This is based on that rumor. If it happens, I have Sami Zayn winning Money in the Bank and cashing it in during the Roman Rock match at WrestleMania for the championship.
Oh,
that would be epic. I doubt it'll happen, but that'd be epic.
He did steal epic. It, so does that count?
No, it does not count because he had to give it back as per General Manager Adam Pearce.
Most, but. Not, close
not even
enough.
Close. Not even close. I predicted that was double prediction wrong because I don't think I'm wrong about three. Actually, with three in there, not only did the rumor of the Money in the Bank not happen at Mania, not only did Sammy not win, but Roman Rock also did not happen. That was the three terrible things in one sentence. All right, let's go over to Sal.
NWA goes out of business and gets bought out by WWE.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Did you hear that, Sal?
Yep, it's gonna happen. Quote me on that.
Quote you on that. Quote you on that. That's my favorite part of the clip. Quote me on that. okay, actually, I'm going to jump ahead on a second. I think it's the first one here on Dad's side. A second one here?
NWA just gets canceled. We're getting to that point.
It's pretty close.
I was looking at both of you had NWA prediction at the end of last year. All right, back to Sal.
Roman Reigns will lose the WWE title but remain Universal Champion through 2023.
Not only did that not happen, they made a brand new belt for Raw. And finally, I cracked up laughing when I heard this last night.
And my far-out prediction, because you know what, you love my far-out predictions.
Always.
Ric Flair unretires again. It has one more match with Charlotte Flair on WWE.
What?
Oh,
WWE pay-per-view.
You were so close.
I think I almost dropped my headphones. I'm like, what the fuck?
What is it usually? Right church, wrong pew?
Oh my god. What a bizarre.
You know, it's funny. I didn't put it on my prediction for this year, but as a gag, I was going to put that he was going to tag with Sting and Darby Allin for Sting's retirement.
At Revolution. At Revolution. Revolution.
Yeah, the new improved Revolution.
Although, can I say, I love the fact that they announced that he's retiring Revolution, but never gave us a date. We don't know when the match is or the show is.
I don't even think they know at this point.
I know. It's just funny. It makes me laugh. We don't know if it's February or in March. We know nothing as of this recording. So, I would jump over to Dad. We already heard his NWA thing, which, by the way, that was literally 3 seconds, and you agreed with Sal. It made me laugh.
I'm going to go with something different that Impact, in order to stay relevant and live, they team with another organization. Whether it's AAA, whether it's another, but they're going to have to basically have someone with them to keep them relevant.
All right. This was the clip where I texted Sal. And I'm like, does this count? Because they did do shows in New Japan this year. They did multiple shows in New Japan this year, including two pay-per-views. Does this count?
I'll allow it.
You'll allow it? We got one! Look at that! I didn't need it officially. I needed an on-the-air official wording, ruling on that. Oh, and fine.
Streak.
You got one. One more to the rest of us.
I'm on a streak.
And finally,
CM Punk just leaves, disappears.
Oh, completely gone.
He did.
Oh, like completely gone. I didn't win WWE, nothing.
Well, he just kind of makes his exit and bows out.
What a terrible way to end your career. My problem is, oh, that's very funny. I said that, by the way. But funny part, he didn't walk out, he got fired. He got fired.
I'll allow it.
You'll allow it. Okay, he got two.
Wow, 2 for 3.
Look at that. That's a first. That's definitely a first. Holy
God. No, I've gotten one. You've gotten one, but no one's ever gotten two.
No, never. Yo, okay. The official ruling, we got two.
Well, you're gonna,
congratulations.
Here's the thing with CM Punk, and I don't, like I said, I don't think there's any truth to this one, that he's been in talks with WWE, and looks like that WWE may take him back.
Well, Phil, what happened? I'm going to leave that there. Because of the show airing so far after what we're talking about it, because it may have happened already, so I'm just going to leave it there. Cause I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm just going to leave it there, because we don't know what's going on with that at this point in the recording. What's your vote in 2024? I think Dash should go first, because he went so well last year.
What's happened? Let the champ go first.
Yeah, have him go first. Go for it.
Okay.
I say as he put a chip in his mouth.
2024. Sammy Guevara comes back, kicks ass, and becomes the TNT champion.
Again.
Again.
Number two. NWA finally gets the nail in their coffin, and we say, bye-bye.
Come here, because
nobody is going to go on the CW app and watch that crap. That's why they're on the CW app, because it's crap.
So he said NWA. I hit my arm on the table. I have my phone with my notes on it on this napkin holder on the table here, and my phone just fell down from my hitting the table with my elbow when he said NWA. All right, last one.
And number three, they decide finally in WWE to separate the belts, and one goes back to SmackDown and one goes back to Raw. No more universal shit.
The problem is, they already have a world title on Raw.
I'm talking
the tag titles? Okay.
Tag titles.
See, that I'm actually intrigued by, especially because we do have two GMs now. And I can see them making some kind of a deal going into like Mania, saying, let's have a match. With a triple threat match or something, and like the two belts separate, or like a fatal four way, two teams from each show, and then whoever wins the belt, and obviously you can,
right,
figure it out on their end how you're gonna make that work,
right? Because now that you got Nick Aldis on the scene in SmackDown,
I like that idea, because it may actually happen based on the fact we have two GMs now,
right?
It may actually happen. We'll follow up next year and see if that actually happened. All right, I'll go next. My three, I have one that should not be surprised at all, because I always have something with Bayley on here. Bayley and Io Sky will main event night in one of WrestleMania.
Okay.
I'm keeping in mind, I'm picking Bayley in the Rumble, so keep that in mind. Big E, a name we have not said in a very long time. I'm going to pick he's going to be back. He'll be back in time for Mania. And he's going to be the one to beat Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship.
Hmm. Interesting.
Okay.
And one is the far out pick that I always put down here. AEW, with their new contract TV deal, will be forced to cancel Collision due to low ratings.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I someone that only watches the show when he's home, and most of the time on Saturday nights he's not home.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, the whole thing with Collision was based around CM Punk, and now that he's not there. You know,
So
let's just morph everything into Dynamite. What the hell?
And that what it should be. I mean, if you're gonna have Rampage as an extra show, like WWE used to have Heat and Velocity, I have no problem with that. It's just the extra 2 hour show makes no sense.
There you go.
So Style, go ahead.
Okay. My number one for shits and giggles, I put Roman Reigns will remain champ for another year because why not? My number two, Mercedes will officially come to AEW.
Ooh.
And she will win the Women's World Championship and then lose it on her first defense.
Against Timeless Tony Storm.
Well, she needs Timeless Tony Storm. The Timeless beats her big head. That'll back.
And my number three, which originally was going to include Ric Flair, but now I've scaled that back a little bit, because I think that this is probably the best way to end his career, is have Sting and Darby win the tag team titles, because they are undefeated. They technically should deserve a title shot. Have them win the tag titles, have Sting retire as champion, and then they can figure out if they're going to have him pick a new partner, or defend him by himself, or
do a tournament,
drop him,
or do a tournament like AEW does. Yeah. I like that actually. I like that a lot. Actually, I like the idea of him going out with a title.
I think that would be the perfect way to end his career.
And plus, you can't. I don't expect him to be in a singles match in his retirement match. So that's a great idea, actually. I like that a lot. And you have plenty of time to set it up. If you keep the belt on Starks and Big Bill, or you put it back on FTR or something, like, you have plenty of time to set it up.
Or what you do is, because you got Hulk and Orange Cassidy kind of like intertwined, you could make a tag team out of that and they can go for the straps.
That'd be intriguing. I do like the idea though. Like, I could see them putting the belt back on FTR just to have FTR put over Sting and Darby on his way out. I could totally see that happening. Like 100%. Yeah. That's something FTR would do.
Yeah.
Like, insist on.
Without a doubt.
So, all right. We're speeding through the show fast today and I like it. Let's move. A lot faster than we have in years past. That's for sure. Let's move on to one of my favorite parts of the show. It is the 2023 Blake and Sal Show Awards. If people are wondering why I didn't put Ann Mark, because it's just a long title, and we called it the Blake and Sal Show before Dad came here. So, people wonder that. I actually got asked that question, and that's why. Because I didn't feel like changing the title after we had it for so many years. But anyway.
The Blake and Sal Show.
This year, we had only three categories. But we had a crazy turn of events on the voting, right after I said, final week of voting! And all of a sudden, we had a crazy turn of events on the voting, which I did not see coming.
Point of order, I do believe the voting has been fixed.
No, I'm not going to bullshit you.
I demand a recount.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Okay, I will admit something.
Okay, Donald Trump.
I'm going to admit something. In years past, I have known for going in and changing votes just to make for a better show. And this year, I'm going to bullshit you.
My pearls.
This year, I didn't have time. I didn't have the time. Just based on how the results turned out, you can tell I had nothing to do with anything when it came to this. So I guess we should start here. Why don't you, Sal, like, I love when you do this. So let's jump over to special guest of the year. You can read them from the bottom to the top, and you know the music I'm going to hit when we get to the top. So we're doing this every year. You know the drill.
For special guest of the year, starting from the bottom, we had a two-way tie with four votes apiece. We had Kelly Wells and Tom Stout. Next, we had another two-way tie with six votes. We had Leanderlin and Mandy Riley. Taking sole possession of second place, the guy that likes to get yelled at by on-air personalities, Mike Donovan, who had eight votes, and with a whopping 37 votes.
In a row.
It wasn't even close.
In a row.
Oh. Oh, really?
No. Okay. It was a clerk's joke. Continue. It was a clerk's joke.
Our good friend, John Parker.
All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
All right. let's move on. Sorry, let's try something on my phone. I gotta look at when we're done. Let's move on to, I'll do podcast of the year because it's only two people. It's only two shows. And next year, there will be a third show because Clerks Minute is returning in 2024. So there will be three shows on here next year. But this was actually tied at one point. This was legitimately tied. I actually have a, I have it on my spreadsheet that this was tied at one point. But the final results came out to be the Nandy and Mandy show with 19 votes. And us, the three of us, our little show over here that's been going for over 10 years with a whopping 45 votes. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it when I said it. I was like, holy shit.
I would like to thank the little people that made this all possible.
Well, we'll get to you, Sal, in a second. We'll get to you in a second. Dad, why don't you read us off? Bottom of the top. Host of the year between the two shows, the Blake and Sal show with Mark and the Nadine and Mandy show. Go ahead.
Da, 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 da.
I'm waiting for you. Go. I'm waiting for you to read them off, Dad. I'm waiting for you to read them off, Dad. Go ahead.
Okay.
Bottom to the top.
Ready? We were talking to host, right?
Yes, host of the year. The last category. Yeah. Like three categories. I'm on the third category.
On the bottom with six votes is Mandy. Then coming in over Mandy is Nadine with 9 votes. And then a tie. I'm shocked. God, how did that happen? Stop from ballot boxes.
I didn't do it this year.
They're tied with 10. And then on top, the sole man with 29 stolen votes and hanging chads.
Hanging chads. You danged yourself with that joke.
So,
all I do is win, no matter what. Got money.
Sal, 29 votes. Landslide. This was a lot tighter and then the last week of voting in. So go ahead.
I would like to thank the little people once again. I did redeem myself because I believe I lost to you last year.
You did.
After winning the year before. So I'm okay with winning every other year. They're the wealth. And Buck Cody Rhodes. Fuck Cody Rhodes.
And also the man behind the catchphrase.
Fuck them kids. And fuck them kids.
I love the fact you have two different things. I love the fact you have two different things on the soundboard.
Fuck Cody Rhodes. Fuck them kids.
I love the fact that that's a thing now.
A lot of fucking.
Yes. A lot of
what
fucking.
What do you have? Fuck them kids with Cody Rhodes.
Oh. Fuck them kids. Fuck Cody Rhodes. Chris Henson thing.
Let's see if I can do that at the same time.
Fuck Cody
Fuck
Rhodes.
Them kids.
Anyway, okay, let's get to the last portion here. Quickly, thank yous, as always, to people who had me on their show this year. Because literally, it was one show, and then people got batches me. So here we go. Bat Minute, of course, love those guys over there. Rocky Horror Minute, again, surprisingly, put their shows up after 3 years. And Wildcat Minute, who was a last-minute entry. I didn't know he was going to be on the show this year. And they were the last-minute thing. They're like, can you come on? I'm like, okay. Sure. And then, of course, me and Sal started our year off over on the Carl Lorraine Anthony show. That episode actually aired twice over a 2 Second Tune. If you actually go to our brand new TikTok page, you can actually see the video of us on 2 Second Tunes. If you go to our brand new TikTok page right now as you're hearing this. And also our live shows. We did 2 live shows this year. Me and Sal did one in February, our anniversary show out there. And it was, we had Mike, Joe, and David in studio. And Mandy also was in there. That was a lot of fun. That was such a fun night.
Yeah.
And then we had our panel, obviously. Me and Dad did our panel at Fan Expo with Christian and Chuck Lindsay, Chuck of Comics, who runs the panels there. That was awesome. I want to thank all the people that came on the show. Our list is a lot shorter than it normally is this year. It's just because our anniversary year, so I didn't call as many people as normal. Well, in order of appearance, Kelly Wells from the PW Torch, Tom Stout, PW Torch and Speedway Video, John Parker from Bat Minute and Miami Minutes, Leandro Lynn, Rocky Horror Minute. Just realized I forgot to put Mike Donovan on here. I forgot to put him on here for some reason. Kylan Madd, who hosted their Pony Concept this year. Travis Bryan from the PW Torch. Nadine from the Nadine and Mandy Show. Jason Powell. That was still like, I still can't believe that was such a fun episode to do. From ProWrestling.net. And finally, rounding out our year with Rich Fan from the PW Torch. What a year. We made it, guys. We got through our 10-year anniversary year. We did it! We did it!
Unscathed.
Oh, yeah, we actually got through it all. So I guess let's go around the horn like we always do to thank people you want to thank. And Sal, you actually have someone to thank this year because you have someone in your life. We're really, really important in your life. So, Sal, I'll start with you with thank yous from the host. Go.
As always, the two of you for keeping this train going as crazy as it is. I had a lot of life changes this year. So I would like to also thank my lovely fiance for dealing with my crazy schedules. Because Wednesday is really the only day we get to spend together. So he does make a little sacrifice for a couple hours every Wednesday so that I can do this. And just, you know, the 17 people that listen. And
it went up. Look at that. It went up.
And just overall in general, you know, everyone that's been on the show, you know, the people that you just named for, again, taking time out of their schedules to join us on our crazy little show. And the two doggies that always like to bark in the background when the mailman comes.
So, by the way, so I had to do a work meeting on my computer instead of my phone recently. And because I was having issues with my work phone. And I literally, they're quiet the entire meeting. I turn my mic back on to say goodbye. All of a sudden, you're... What the hell? Dad, you go next. Go.
Of course, thank the two of you gentlemen for having me along on this wonderful, incredible, fantastic, and sometimes amazing, idealistic, psychedelic, funkadelic trip. For putting up with me as much as you do.
You said it, not me.
Family. Thank my family for allowing us or me to do this, and feedback, whether it's positive or negative. For the fun and the ribbing that they give me, which is all done in good taste. For our friends and the fans that listen to us, because we know we have people listening to us, thank you very much. And any way that you can figure you can help us improve on the show, be it positive or negative comments, feel free to drop us a line, and we will definitely get back to you,
and maybe
or we'll talk about it on our program. And hopefully by 2024, we'll be up to 18 listeners. So, I have to thank the professional wrestling and sports entertainment world. God.
Never keep this always keep it busy.
Giving us the stories and information, and for letting us talk about it. And there's always something different every week. And if it wasn't for sports entertainment and pro wrestling, God, I don't know what we have to talk about. You know,
content machine. That is pro wrestling.
But you know, at least we're able to do this, and I mean, God willing, we can do it for another 10 more years.
Well. Let's get through the next year, as I would say. We're taking another year at a time. I will say this. First of all, thank you to these two, especially Sal, who's been with me since the very beginning. Dad, for sticking with us this entire crazy year. This has been fun. I look forward to this. This is literally my favorite things of the week. I literally, in the middle of a work day, I sit down and we do the show, and I look forward to it every week. I really do. That's number one. Number two, I actually want to make sure I shout out to Kurt Hoffman, who helped me do all of our openings. He's recorded all of our intros and all that kind of stuff. And I'm actually working, I'm going to talk to him, and we're going to get a updated intro for our 11th year. Cause obviously we can't be celebrating our 10th anniversary next year because I didn't have to get a new intro for him, but he's always willing to help us out with stuff. So I just make sure I talk about him here. A little behind the scenes, sometimes I'll sit down and I'll take a look at the behind the scenes stuff, like stats and salary jokes about our numbers. But I do want to thank the people that do listen. Because there are people around the world that listen to this damn show. I have no idea why. Like, people in India are listening to this show. Like, things like that. I have no idea why. But I really, really thank you for it. Because, like, it's always nice to see that people listen to this weekly, regularly, for whatever reason. If you just make fun of us. Because it's silly. We're goofballs. We're just goofing around over here. And of course, thanks to Christian, who actually ran in and gave me a hug in the middle of this episode, so that was fun. But of course, I have to, as I always do, the last one is always going to be Mandy, because if it wasn't for her, there's no way in hell I'd be doing this, because she's the one that puts up with this every week and for years, and she's the one that now is like, okay, when are you recording, instead of arguing with me about it anymore. Like, she's literally my backbone when it comes to this kind of stuff, and I have to thank her last, of course, because she's literally the most important person in my life, and without her, I wouldn't be here. So, that being said, let's get out of here. Our last show of this 10-year anniversary journey. And I'll hit the music in the background. And
you know why we work so well and the show does so well?
Why?
It's because we're a hybrid show.
You're right.
We not only give information, but we make people laugh. So, because of that, this is why we're so good.
You're not wrong. Our chemistry is ridiculous. But we're going to close it off with the song that actually ended High School Musical, Musical of the Series this year. And it was actually For Good from Wicked. Actually, not released anywhere. I actually found it on YouTube to make sure I could play it here, because I thought this is a great ending to the show. So I wanted to end our show.
Wait, the show is done, or just like the season?
Oh, no, the series is over. The series is over. They ended it with a phenomenal ending. But they ended it with For Good from Wicked, which I did not even realize they did it right in time for the 20th anniversary of Wicked. So there you go. So we'll close with this. South, take us away for the last time of the year. Go.
Yeah, for more information on our show, including where you can find us on social media or watch the show on YouTube, go to theblakeandsalshow.com. And please don't forget, comment or leave a rating and a review, and we will read it on the show.
I will also say, follow us on TikTok, because I was working my butt off the last like month or so getting our TikTok presence up, and there's a lot of content over there from the last year, including our entire top 20 countdown of 2023. Is over on TikTok and on YouTube. So make sure you go follow us on TikTok now. At the Blake and Sal Show on TikTok. Dad, go ahead.
So, this has been just one heck of a ride. And I did it without wearing a seatbelt.
Shame on you.
Or a safety harness. That's how trusting I am with you guys. So, hey, if you happen to have a local independent wrestling organization where you live, please go watch these young men and women in the world of professional wrestling sports entertainment. They want to entertain you. They want to show you what they can do. They want to show you their character, their moves, their promos, the whole package, so that you can get that brass ring to an upper wrestling organization and be employed with them. Anything and everything can happen in the world of professional wrestling sports entertainment. So it's a never ending story and things are always going on, and by God, we'll bring them to you. So just be nicer to everyone in the world. Okay. That's all I ask. It's not too much to ask, is it? I don't think so.
Fuck them kids.
Next week, we'll be coming back. Our first show of 2024, our 11th year of the year. I don't know what we're talking about. We'll figure it out then. That being said, I'm Blake.
I'm Sal.
I'm Mark.
And you've been listening to The Blake and Sal Show with Mark. Have a good day, everybody.
Hey, we're looking for listener number 18. Come on, give me 18, buddy. Daddy needs a new pair of shoes. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong game.
See ya.
Like a ship as it passes, like a stream that meets a boulder. Halfway through, who can say if I've been changed for the better? I do believe I have been changed for the better. And because I knew you, because I knew you, because I
so very much. Goodbye, mwah, and good night.
Bye bye, bitch.
Fuck them kids.